Welcome to the Aquarimax Audio Show with Russ and Kim. We provide information on all kinds of aquarium-related topics.
This is episode 288, recorded 28th of March, 2016.
Greetings, Aquarimaxers.
We are almost to April.
Indeed.
That was fast.
Yep, that must be why it's snowing outside.
Yeah, because,
well, it was, I guess,
you know,
it's not anymore.
It always snows when it's almost April.
Yeah. Well, who have we got this week?
We have Matt in Perth, Western Australia, and Mike in Tennessee.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's hit it.
Okay, we'll start with Matt, and he says, "Good day, Russ and Kelly. So, I went to the rock climbing gym, as I do every Tuesday night, and unfortunately, I now have a new injury to contest with Mr. Back's complaints. I'm so sorry. That's so upsetting. My doctor thinks I either pinched a nerve temporarily or tore a vertebrae muscle. Ouch. The pain is located right between the scapulae, about a hand length down from the bottom of my short hair. It is triggered worse by twisting. So checking the blind spot is proving real painful over the last 3 days. Yeah, that makes it really hard to drive.
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm. Doctor says it shouldn't take more than a fortnight to recover, but neck and shoulder injuries are so hard to rest, aren't they? You just have to try to do things slower.
Indeed.
They're exhausting. It's really exhausting to be in pain all day. You just, it's like you're trying to run away from it, and it follows you all the time, and you can't get away from it. And it's mentally exhausting, and it's physically exhausting.
Very true. Luckily, it's been probably about a fortnight, so hopefully he's feeling
since
better.
We got this email?
Since we missed,
I hope you're feeling
missed,
better.
We last week. We didn't do an episode.
We did. Was it me that was sick last week?
I think it was both of us. But you were more sick than I was, yeah.
We just went to bed instead and slept.
It was a tough week.
Yes. On the positive side, I now have an excellent excuse not to do any cleaning of my filters. I wouldn't want to injure my shoulder anymore, now would I? It's true. Speaking of excuses, a friend's wife was telling me how she believed that he was too incompetent to make the bed for years, so she would make it. Then years after hearing this excuse, she remembered that he was an ex-army officer and would certainly have learnt to make a perfect bed. Oh dear, there goes his great excuse. It was a valiant effort at avoiding housework, but ultimately failed. None of which has anything to do with fish, but I felt like sharing that story. It's because it's funny.
It is funny.
Mm-hmm. He says, I have some incredible news. I have slain my red cyanobacteria with Chemiclean.
Yay! Woo! Three cheers.
It is all gone. I now have some green algae growing, but it is much slower and less invasive. The green algae does not attach itself to the macroalgae, for example. I was feeling despair at the situation before. No matter how many water changes or cleaning sessions I did, it just kept coming back. I am not rid of all algae issues, but I am euphoric at the tank's current condition.
Very
That's
nice.
That's good.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. The Vallis transfer went well. The 180 by 60 by 60 centimeter aquarium is looking much more colorful now.
Oh, good.
It used to have a 4 by 90 centimeters fluorescent tubes in one long fixture, but only two remaining tubes work, one on each end. I'm looking into replacing it, but here's my dilemma. A cheap marine LED 180 centimeter light would be great. However, as we both know, the blue part of that light does nothing for the Vallis. So, I should buy a planted tank cheap LED setup, but that will be useless when I switch it to marine. Decisions, decisions. I wonder if the white part of a blue-white marine light would provide enough lighting for such a hardy plant. Vallis is a good-looking in the pond, too. That was a lot of careful surgery, removing all the plants without ripping up the root system.
I can imagine. Yeah, that is a bit of a puzzle there. I mean, there are some LED fixtures that allow you to change the spectrum. You can just program the spectrum in.
Well, that's nice.
And so you could change it from marine to freshwater, conceivably. But that wouldn't be a cheap one, would it? No.
Well, things that do everything that we want them to do are not the cheap ones.
That's true.
That's the problem, right? The 120 by 35 by 45 centimeter planted aquarium now looks beautifully open. I got some new plants for it, all slow growing this time. I'm keen to get more red plants, too. I do love me an aquatic red plant. They pop exceptionally under the high-end red LEDs I have.
They do look nice. Mm-hmm. I have kind of some reddish cryptocoryns that I like. Fun stuff.
He says, okay, this is a mammoth email. I shall endeavor to be shorter next time. I have attached photos of the new 120 centimeter and 180 centimeters change of flora, Matt.
Oh.
No need to apologize.
You know, I'll have to double check. I don't think the pictures came through, though.
Oh, no.
But But if they did, I'll put them up. And if they did, I don't remember seeing them, however, at this moment. But it has been a while. Mm-hmm. I'll have to double check.
Yeah. I'm glad your algae problem is doing better. And indeed. I hope by the time you hear this, your back is also doing better.
Yes, it's already returned to normal functionality.
Yes.
And comfort.
Back problems are stinky. Indeed. We don't like them. Okay, Mike in Tennessee. Hi, Quermax. This is Mike from Tennessee. I've been listening to your podcast a long time now, but this is my first time emailing. Welcome, Mike. I'm having weird behavior in my tiger barb tank. I have a school of 10 small tiger barbs in a 30-gallon tank, along with a small red-tail shark and two glow light tetras. The last 2 weeks, two of the barbs are just hovering in the top right corner of the tank. They are almost in a vertical position, and they do not move. The tank has been set up for 10 years. No ammonia or nitrite. Nitrate is very low. I have kept fish for 15 years now, but never saw anything like this. I have never had tiger barbs before, though. I don't notice anyone picking on them. I just don't understand what is happening. Any thoughts would be appreciated. Thanks.
So, welcome, Mike, from Tennessee, or in Tennessee, I guess. No, it says from. I actually emailed Mike to ask him a few follow-up questions. I asked, how have you watched the tank with the lights out to see what's going on?
What does that do?
Well, sometimes you'll see behaviors that you wouldn't see with the lights on.
Like things that could indicate what's going on
is what I was thinking, because he does have a red-tailed shark in there. And I remember that my sister had a rainbow shark, which is closely related to a red-tailed shark, in with some tiger barbs. And the tiger barbs actually started disappearing. And I watched the tank with the light out, and guess what?
Is he eating them?
He was coming after them in the dark, yes.
Naughty thing.
That does happen, so I asked him about that. I also asked how long the fish had been together in that current setup, because sometimes, you know, you put fish together, and shortly thereafter, something happened. So I was wondering about that. Because that position, aiming vertically up in the corner of a tank, is usually, not always, but is often a sign that the fish are the recipients of aggression.
And why is that? Are they just trying to make themselves look small?
They seem to be trying to figure out a way to be unobtrusive and out of the way. Mm-hmm. And I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen with cichlids, and I've seen it happen with other fish too, where they will assume that position. So I was wondering if that... You know, tiger barbs aren't particularly nice to each other, especially if you just have a few. You'll usually have one that's the alpha, and then it'll go down the pecking order to the omega fish, and the omega fish often is treated very badly. But with 10 tiger barbs in the tank, it seems less likely that, that would be going on. So he emailed me back, and he said... Mm-hmm.
He says, I have had the tiger barbs and red tail for maybe 2 months now. The crazy thing is only 2 out of 10 barbs are in the corner. The 8 others school and act normal. I have not watched what goes on after the light goes off. I usually just go straight to bed. Now I am wondering if they fight all day because my light doesn't come on till 4 and I work all day. I have never seen the shark bother anyone when the lights are on. It is usually just swimming around the plants and looking for food. This is my first attempt at a semi-aggressive tank. I've had all peaceful fish up until now. Maybe I should move the red tail to my 55-gallon and see if that helps. Thanks for your thoughts.
So, we'll see what happens. Let us know, Mike, what's going on. And if you decided to move everything to the red tail to the 55, that may indeed help. And if it does happen to be the tiger barbs and they are fighting...
Amongst each other,
yeah, that would be
a
possibility too. But I just the fact that you have 10 of them, and it seems
like... Is it enough of them that they don't really care about each other anymore?
They generally distribute aggression more evenly in that case.
Okay, kind of like cichlids, there's so many that there's like it's not worth picking on.
Kind of like when you do like a Mbuna tank and you have a lot of fish packed in there, it's a similar thing. And they just sort of distribute the aggression. So each fish is the recipient of some aggression, but no fish is the recipient of the brunt of it, is the idea. So hopefully that one of those, you know, if you notice that it stops when the red tail shark has been moved, then we know what the problem was. But if not, then let's imagine that the tiger barbs are the issue. They are fighting, or maybe the glow light tetras are being aggressive. I'm not sure, but that doesn't seem very likely either. But if the tiger barbs are being aggressive, you could try introducing a few more tiger barbs, because the tank is still not overcrowded. But you would want to quarantine them first, but then maybe put like 5 more in and see if that helps. Just to diffuse things a little bit more.
Okay.
I had some tiger barbs in a 55-gallon tank, and they didn't seem to bug each other. I had about 9 of them.
55, though, they probably had plenty of room to get away from each other.
Yeah.
How big is this tank of dirt?
I think he said it's 30. Yeah. So it should be big enough. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Curious. So please, Mike, let us know what's going on. At this point, it's been a while since we received your email, and I apologize it's been so long since you sent it, and we were replying rather slowly, but I did email him in the interim, so hopefully that helped.
Mm-hmm. Do we have anything else on our
I'm
side?
I'm trying to think if there's anything else, but I can't think of anything. I think that's all. So, until next week, Aquariumaxers.
May the fish
be with you.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Aquariumax Audio Show. For additional episodes, please visit aquariumax.com. To leave comments or questions that could be featured on an upcoming podcast, leave a message at 801-477-0629 or email us at info@aquariumax.com.